Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi, holding in Chaladaf Lamed Aleph in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, and the middle of Halacha Dalet. We're starting Amud Aleph, four lines on the top. Rabbi Kiva Oymer, Kol Hoy Lechacha Kriyam V'Tanur. The Mishnah says that according to Rabbi Kiva, you don't go based on Gilgul, based on the rolling of the dough, but based on when the crusts happen in the oven. Chavarai B'Shem Ablozer, the Chavarai said the name of Ablozer. Moide Rabbi Kiva Lechachovim B'Issas Head Yoit, Shigilgulo tibulo. Even though Rabbi Kiva says you go based on the crust, not for everything you go based on the crust. That's only regarding a ger. That's where you go based on the crust. But a regular person, you go based on gilgul, you go based on the rolling of the dough. Rabbi Hilo, Bishur Ablozor, Moide Rabbi Kiva lechachoy beisas hegdish, shigilgulo poitro. In addition, Rabbi Kiva agrees that if the hegdish owns the dough, in the time of the gilgul, in the time of the rolling of the dough, it's potter menachale, even though in the time of the crusting, it didn't belong to Yisrael. Kehano Omar, Divrei Rabbi Kiva, ein miruach poiter b'mokom hekdesh. So this has to do with a Mishnah in Menachos that says over there that you bring the oimer from the tvuah, and then you redeem the rest of the tvuah that the oimer came from. Chachamim say this tvuah is potter min amaiser because the miruach, the finishing of the process, was done by hekdesh. But it's chayav and chalo because the gilgul, when you make it into dough, it was already belonged to Israel. And the Gemara there says Rabbi Kiva holds it is chayav and maaser. What's the reason? Because a miruach poiter b'makom hekdesh. He holds the miruach doesn't poiter b'hekdesh l'gabi maaser. Says the Gemara, Amar Avirina, do the kahana, I've just learned right now, pligol Rabbi Lozer. L'chura, this argues on which, and what the Rabbi Lozer said there in Menachos. Why? Explains the Gemara that flamed out from the base. Mandomer gigul poiter, a miruach poiter. Mandomer gigul poiter, and a miruach poiter. So the one understands it goes the same way. Whoever holds the rolling of the chalo, rolling of the dough by hegdish is poiter min chalo. So he holds that the miruach by hegdish is poiter min amais. Miruach means the end of the process of the grain. And whoever says that hegdish is not poiter in both. So we learned over there that you say that according to Rabbi Kiva, miruach doesn't poiter from maaser. So why are you saying over here the gilgul is poiter from chalo? Says the more Abraham Kerabonon, we did find a court to Rabbanon. Gilgul poiter b'shusagoi, and the ein a miruach poiter b'shusagoi. That's the Gilgul of Reb Chaim. The gilgul poiter b'shusagoi is our Mishnah that says gilgul is poiter, and ein a miruach poiter b'shusagoi is the Mishnah Maseches Nai. And the reason is because a goy, when he owns land in Eretz Yisrael, the land, he doesn't have the ability to be mafkia for meiser. But says the Gemara, v'kashal Rabbanon gilgul poiter b'shusagoi. What's really the pshat? The difference between gilgul and miruach? So the more shani dichti v'chol ma'isa haaretz mizera haaretz by miruach, especially gzeras hakasuv. The any zera haaretz, anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael is chav and ma'iser, even though it belongs to a goy. So the more va'achol leis kti milechem haaretz, also by chalatz is lechem haaretz. Mashu, everything that grows in the haaretz is chav and chala. So the more here it says milechem, milechem v'loy kol lechem. Milecha comes to exclude some bread that are potter minachalo, and that is the one that belongs to a goy. And even though there it says mizeraretz, but mizeraretz is a different drasha. As the Mefarshe pointed out over here, there's drashas to learn what you learn mizeraretz. But milecha, we have no other drasha. The only drasha you have is to exclude a goy. Omar av chanino breida av hilal, minadod de rabbonon an yalfis, teleis adod de kahana pligar blazer. Now that we learn rabbonon, and we know there's a difference between miruach regarding grain and gilgul regarding chalo. So you could say the same thing about Rabbi Akiva. We said before that there's two mandar malibu de Rabbi Akiva that argue Rav Kahana and Rav Lozer. Rav Kahana here in chalo and Rav Lozer by Menachos. But now that you learned that there's a difference between miruach and gilgul, you could say the same thing regarding Rabbi Akiva. Kemod rabban in amri gilgul poiter b'shusagoi en a miruach poiter b'shusagoi. The same way rabbanon say that the gilgul is going to be potter, because there you have gzeras hakasuv. But now the miruach, because there it says zera haaretz, every zera is chayav. Can Rabbi Kiva him a similar Rabbi Kiva? And we can use here the girsa of chayim based on the goyin. The girsa is can Rabbi Kiva him a gilgul poiter b'shus hegdish. Gilgul does cause a ptur in hegdish. Vein a miruach poiter b'mokom hegdish, but not miruach. And this will be the big chiddush. That even the same drush you have by a goy, you have a hegdish. The same way the goy is not mafkia midi maaser, because it says lechem haaretz, also hegdish is not mafkia midi maaser. But regarding gilgul, Do we say milachem haaretz? So then, if it belongs to Hegdash, it's potter mina chalo. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi chalo daf lamed aleph.